Janice, are you there?
At your service, sir.
Give me some of that dating foolishness.
Will do, sir.
Yes, it's like very, it definitely triggered my body image issues in ways that I wasn't necessarily anticipating to be out in the world dating men who have opinions about bodies.
Yeah. Fat women realize that the body positivity movement doesn't take male preference into account. Welcome to Manage for Highlights Daily. This is not a diss video. I repeat, this is not a diss video. I don't have problems with fat people, fat women in particular. More power to you if you embrace your fatness and feel comfortable and sexy in your fat body.
Today, I am 27 years old and I love my body. I love every place that my body has taken me. I love everything that my body sees and witnesses and experiences. How radical would it be if we just loved ourselves? That's what body liberation tells me.
Body liberation is taking back essentially what belongs to me, my birthright, and that is to come home to my body and to trust her.
But this is about attraction, and attraction is not a choice. This video from the Tamron Hall Show about body positivity touches on this, and it's pure gold. Let's talk about it. Now it's time for us to get into this and do what we gotta do. Because we many.
And for you.
Celibacy at that point was just simply a way to step back
okay. And
grant myself some perspective.
So you need the distraction.
I didn't need to rush into that version of intimacy. Like, I think one of the best things that we can grant ourselves is the power of pause.
Okay.
And in that moment, I just needed to sit with my own energy. Exactly.
I like
that.
Yeah,
and connect with people on a deeper level. And most importantly, just like see the ways in which I might attempt to run away from myself into the arms of somebody else simply to not have to deal with my own stuff.
First off, fat women more than the average man, especially nowadays with social media and these dating apps. Just because they are fat and single doesn't mean they are without sex. My second point is, she's saying and she's doing nothing special, okay? The blueprint of filtering the good, the bad, and the ugly has been here for thousands of years. It's called common sense. Why do people go on dates? It's to get to know each other, right? You don't need to be an effing dating coach to understand that. The foolishness. Stop clapping. When these females spread their legs, you would think that these women would get essential intel before they let the man. But that's not how they operate. It's about the feel. Does it feel good? Now that she doesn't feel good, she turns to celibacy. Now she is looking for a deeper connection after racking up a body count higher than the predator.
Run! Get to the chopper!
Do you understand why marriage is a joke these days? It's because the gatekeepers of sex, which are women in case you didn't know, are choosing to without any form of commitment. That's the key word. They choose to do this. And it has become a coping mechanism. Bad news is, this coping mechanism does more harm than good. Look at all of those videos of women crying in the car because they are lonely.
And I've honestly been feeling I'm gonna start crying. I am gonna start crying. I've been feeling super weird lately, like, these past 2 days, I've been like really emotional and I don't know why. I got off my period, so I'm like, it can't be that.
Sex is not a cure for loneliness. And these women are sleeping with the same dudes, Chads and Tyrones. I'm telling you, these guys do not discriminate. Where do you think these delusions come from? Chad and Tyrone play a role in this.
Chrissy, you were married from age 22 to 33.
Yes.
And before you amicably divorced.
Yes.
And you wrote, in the book, one of the things I never anticipated was how much entering the dating scene at the age of 34 would trigger my body image issues. Yeah. So dating again triggered some of these old feelings.
Absolutely, because it's one thing to like come to this place where you like are just so at peace and you love and you embrace the body that you're living in. But the reality is we live in a world that is incredibly fatphobic, right? And so there you're gonna come into contact with people who don't have those same values about bodies that you do, right? And so, yes, it's like very, it definitely triggered my body image issues in ways that I wasn't necessarily anticipating to be out in the world dating men who have opinions about bodies.
Yeah. Ha! This is pure gold. Yes, men have opinions. Who would have thought that men could have preferences? Who would have thought that the majority of men are not attracted to fat women? Who would have thought that it doesn't matter how positive you are about your body, men do not have to like it? The foolishness. This effinism and this woke culture does not teach women to respect men, to cater to men, and especially to recognize biology. They shove these body positivity movements and slut walks down our throats, not giving a shit if we like it or not. Because what do we know? We're just a bunch of men. Masculinity is toxic. So if men are not attracted to fat women or career women or wall-hitting cat ladies like Dr. Ramen Noodles, we must be intimidated by them. We must be insecure about ourselves. Do you understand now why they don't want us to talk? Why we get canceled? Our opinions hurt their feelings.
And so I think that was, again, this place of me coming back to myself and realizing again, reinforcing what I know to believe to be true. And also remembering that I don't want to date anyone who really is just interested in how I look anyway.
Right.
And so if you're not—
Absolutely.
Right,
that's all
right?
You see.
And that's all you see. Yeah.
Stop clapping, you fools. You see the hypocrisy? Let me remind you of a video we've made a long time ago about fat women. Check this out.
Long story short, yes, looks or attraction is important in a relationship. To completely rule that out is ridiculous, and I don't think it's wrong to think that, you know, attraction is important.
Of course they're gonna be like, well, personality. No, sis, their personality and their looks should be on point. You should be completely attracted. Like, it shouldn't be, well, they're kind of cute.
Sometimes I feel personally shallow when I'm dating somebody or I'm interested in somebody. I instantly notice the looks. I mean, I think it's very common that you're gonna notice somebody's looks first.
No, like, I refuse. I absolutely refuse. I am not about to marry no man that is kind of cute. Like, I have to really be attracted to you. And I feel like that's the insecurity in us. That's like, well, personality over looks, you know, the personalized what really matters. Yes, their personality matters, but I feel like both have to come hand in hand, you know?
So I matched with a guy who was very attractive, and like the guy I am attracted to is like tall, sort of muscly. He can be like fat, but like big, you know? I like big and muscles, and has a good smile and sparkly eyes and like knows how to laugh and stuff.
Woo! You're getting your red pill vitamins this morning, this afternoon, or this evening. It doesn't matter what time zone, you're gonna get them. Women are the most shallow and selfish creatures on earth, and we got proof. We expose female nature and that dating foolishness on a daily basis. How much proof do you need? Fat women are not attracted to fat men either. Look at Lizzo. Women in general are only attracted to the top 10, top 20% of men, and they have the audacity to talk about what's important on the inside when it comes to them. Because it's always about them. And we are here to tell you guys that it's not all about them. It's okay to have standards. You don't have to apologize for not being attracted to fat women. Masculine women and the ones with a jacked up attitude. Be the first to let them know that you're willing to walk away from low-quality women.
And what's the difference in the body positivity versus the liberation you want people to feel?
Absolutely. So I think body positivity is a term that like a lot of people are familiar with, and I think it's a great introduction to thinking about our bodies differently. But for me, body positivity a lot of the time focuses on like self-love and just love your body and all those things that sound really nice but are really also hard in practice. But it's a great place to start. But I talk about liberation because liberation means freedom, right?
Yes,
and that's what we want. Yes.
Manosphere, we working. Protect yourself at all times. This video has officially been highlighted.